Now we are heading in tough days, all right? Back to Genesis 26, Abraham's son Isaac. There was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. Say famine. Say famine. So famine is a time of lack, okay? Now this famine is bad, okay? That means there's not enough to eat. Your crops cannot grow. And the Bible goes on to say it was a famine that was severe, just like the time of, if you keep on reading, it's a time of Abraham, which was severe. And the time of Joseph, it was also severe. Whenever famine comes into the world, so first of all, we see that famine does come periodically to the world, okay? So what makes this famine something we can learn from for today? You know, when you read the Bible, like I told you in the lesson on how to study the Bible, is that a lot of things written in the past, in the stories in the Old Testament and all that, are tupos, types for us to learn today. In other words, God put them there because it's so relevant. It speaks to us today. God, who saw the future, put it in the book then, that it might speak to us who are in the future of what happened then, and what they did then is what we can do today. And the result we saw then is the result we can see today. Amen. Are you with me so far? So first, we established already that we are Abraham's seed, right? If you are Christ, are you Christ? Yes. Turn to your neighbor and ask, are you Christ? Christ, belong to Christ. That is, are you someone belonging to Christ? Are you Christ? Right? If you are Christ, then what? You are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Heirs according to the promise. Amen. So you are the heir according to the promise. So the clearest picture of a direct seed of Abraham, we know the seed above all the seed that God is referring to is Christ. And if you are Christ, you are in Him. As He is, so are we, you see? Right? So you are Abraham's seed. But a direct illustration of that is Isaac. Isaac was the son of Abraham, the promised seed, all right, that came finally. So this story of Abraham's son, Isaac, dealt with the famine, okay? Now, many of you know the story, but, you know, the Holy Spirit is bringing it into a new light. Okay, so back to Genesis 26, drop down. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt, live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land and I'll be with you and bless you, for to you and your descendants I give all these lands. Now perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father." So the first thing God said to Abraham's seed, all of you, don't go down to Egypt. What does that mean? When famine happens, don't give up on God's ways and use the world's ways. Amen. And remember this, every time it says about Egypt, it is always go down. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. But like Jonah, when Jonah rebelled against God, it was down, 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 down. He went down to Joppa, all right, the port. He got into a boat, went down into a boat. When he was in the boat, went down to sea, right? The boat, they throw him down. He went down into the sea, went down into the whale's belly. So, moral of the story, very simple. Turn away from God, down, 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 down. Amen. Come back to God, up, 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 up. Amen. So don't go down to the world's ways. Now, the world will offer you a lot of things. Immediate gratification. And we got a whole generation of people who want quick money. They want quick returns. They're not interested in he that gathers by labor shall increase. They're not interested in honoring the boss and the company, which is the spirit of what Colossians writes about. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward. Somehow impatience has come in. They are not looking for that job anymore. I believe that I'm called by God to prosper. Now, this is extreme. All right? They're not going by the Bible way. All that I'm going to teach and in the weeks to come will be on God's kind of prosperity, which is not world kind of prosperity. Now, you might be sitting here, Pastor, I don't need all this. I have many millions in my bank. You know, I think Billy Sunday was the one that says, he who has no money is poor, but he that has nothing but money is poorer, even poorer. Truly poor. You have nothing but money. No, I'm not thinking about that. There are poor people with plenty of money. I mean, God blessing you in every area of your life. Every area of your life. What the Bible calls in Joshua 1:8, good success. What the Bible calls again and again, whatever he does prospers. Whatever he does prospers. And the Lord will bless you. You shall lend unto many, Deuteronomy 28 and right now, you shall lend unto many nations and you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Amen. Pray, all this part of the blessing of Abraham. Amen. So the first thing God says, don't go down to worldly ways. Now, worldly ways, you can't tell, Pastor, is this wrong? Is this right? Is this wrong? Is this right? Look at the principle. Is it taking a lot of your time? Are you losing your health, your sleep over it? Are your eyeballs swollen? Are you stressed over it? Are you looking at the prices all the time to see the fluctuations? So principles like this. I can't say this is right, this is wrong. Principles. God doesn't bless with all these sorrows. There's a verse that says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And listen, and adds no sorrow with it. Read what it means. In the Hebrew, it doesn't accompany with toil, painful toil. He adds no sorrow. The pain is not there. Are you listening, people? He adds no painful toil. SF, pain. No painful toil. So when God blesses you, amen, even though you're working hard, there's a pleasure, you know? Your bodybuilders, those are bodybuilders. I think we have one or two in front. enough of showing them, lah. Huh? Camera on me. All right. I mean, you know that they say no pain, no gain, right? But actually, what they'll tell you is that the pain cannot be excruciating. It cannot be like sharp pain. It's got to be a pleasant kind of like exercise. Got to be a pleasant kind of like exertion, not painful exertion. Or else you're hurting yourself. Now we're going to discover that, you're right? Your exercise, yeah, there is labor, there is sweat and all that, but it should not come to a place of breathlessness and pain that is acute, all right? So, friend, when God blesses you, everything in your life is blessed. Amen. So when God says, I'll bless you, then God says, dwell in this land, there was Gerar, dwell in this land and I will bless you.